My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. You know, using the tools that we have at our fingertips today, we can have a lot more control over our health. I think the problem is we've somehow figured that we should just sit back and let it happen on its own, or go to the doctor and be pharmaceutically controlled by medication. And somewhere along the line, we've realized that if we are in a situation that can be controlled by medication and the symptoms happen to go away, it means that we fixed the problem. Obviously, it's not true. Obviously, we have to remember that sometimes symptoms are covered up, and sometimes the annoying part of being unhealthy is covered up by medication. It doesn't always mean that it's fixed the problem. It may just be a blanket cover-up to allow us to feel better to get through the day. And let's face it, sometimes that's what we want. We want something that makes us feel better and we don't have to suffer with as much. So we have to remember that we have to take it one way or another. And one of the best ways to do this is to do your homework and to make sure that you have the availability of being able to have knowledge at your fingertips. Every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry. I make sure that you have the availability of great knowledge, great feedback, and amazing information so that you can make, on your own, decisive decisions about your health and have open dialogue with your medical practitioners and your family. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes such good sense. They are not only Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, but they are in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You know what that means? A long time in the field. And they've been doing it right for a long time. They are so good at what they do. They have this beautiful store. It is a fully packed store with the best of the best products. And above and beyond that, it allows you to every day go in and see what's relevant, ask questions, be treated with great respect in a full-service environment, and go to a store that's fully packed with the best of the best to choose from every single day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Leave your email address and start getting newsletters, coupons, and all that good stuff. And at the same time, you can start feeling better about your good health. And, of course, a thumbs up on Facebook would be a great place to start. Well, today we're going to be talking about your questions that have come in for my great guest, Bruce Topping, who is here to make sure that you get a good understanding of what's going on in the health and nutrition field and talk about some of these awesome products from Garden of Life. Bruce has been involved in the alternative medical community his entire life by managing health food stores, speaking for support groups, conducting seminars for Weston A. Price chapters, and being an activist. Not only just being an activist, but being an advocate for small and local agriculture, which is very important. We want to remember that we need to stick together out here, and sometimes the little guys need some good support. He's also a consummate student of natural medicine in all of its forms, with a passion for helping people understand the controversies of diet and nutritional science. Based on his wealth of knowledge, Bruce is a highly sought-after national speaker for Garden of Life And is their probiotics and enzymes expert? Like I say every time, I think he's their expert on everything. And you'll hear that in his voice today when we talk about a lot of different things. He's currently authoring a book on digestive health and is a popular guest on several radio shows. Help me welcome my guest, Bruce Topping.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me today.
My pleasure. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I was just on the Stay Healthy website. There's always some great articles on there about improving our brain power and kind of looking at our memory. Always good stuff on the StayHealthyLasVegas.com website. I really like that page.
You know, today it's difficult to truly put ourselves into a healthier mindset. It seems like we have too many other things on our plate, and it seems like sometimes we kind of get lost and get in our own way and get in our own head, and then before you know it, we're just throwing our hands in the air saying, you know what, I'll get around to this later.
Yeah, I agree, Jeff, and I think that's particularly true in nutrition. I think people sometimes can get a fatalistic, throw their hands up kind of, you know, they can't trust any information. So many filters disagree with each other, and people are confused and often just tired. They're running hard to keep up with all of life's demands. So I know I love that one of the parts of your show, Jeff, is that you try to make this so accessible. You're trying to make it easy, you know, take home messages that we don't need a PhD or some chemistry diagram to understand. I think that's a big part of your show and why you've been so successful.
Thank you. You know what's interesting is somebody asked me the other day, and it was actually a little over a month ago, and then they asked me again a couple days ago. They said, what do you think that most people are looking for when they decide to get healthy and they go into a health food store? And I said, well, I probably make it easier than what you think it should be, but I think that it is about this. I said, most people want to know what a product is, what does it do, how do I take it, and am I a candidate? I don't think it's much more than that. I mean, you're going to have some people that are going to want to know a lot more about the deep studies and all that kind of stuff, and that's perfectly fine. But I think that a lot of us just basically want to know, can I use this? What does it do? And how do I take it? And when do I take it? And am I a candidate to use it? Because I don't think that people really want it to be overwhelming. Life is too overwhelming as it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think that's well put, Jeff. I think in addition to how to use it and am I a good candidate, I think there's a lot of people looking for other tips, you know, like try eating more of this food and less of this other food, or try, you know, I'm a big fan lately, I should mention, I'm becoming really big into the compressed eating window of intermittent fasting. I've been doing this now for like 6 months. And it's a great tool. It won't work for everybody, but what I'm talking about is compressing all your eating into like an 8-hour period of time. So sometimes what I love about stores like Stay Healthy or my mom's chain of health food stores is that we're out there on the front lines of medicine doling out information every day that you often will not get from your primary care practitioner. As good as your primary care practitioner is, as smart as that man or woman is, and as caring and, you know, as much good intentions as they bring, so many doctors nowadays have like a roster of like 2,000 patients, right? They can't spend more than 10 or 12 minutes with you, and you're only going to get maybe 15 seconds of interaction, of talking with them before they're going to take over and kind of interrupt you, and they have their agenda, right? And it's not because they're mean. And so I think that when you go to stores like Stay Healthy and you listen to the Stay Healthy show, you really get a lot more of that type of wisdom, not just about using products, but about being reminded to drink more water and the dangers of how high sugar can glycate all of our tissues and cause all this damage to our circulation over time. It's a lot more of, you know, all the other stuff that goes along with it, and I just think it's so important. But we want to make it easy, and a lot of it is easy. It's drinking more water, eating less sugar, and then finding out about the right products, the right supplements, whether it's a vitamin or probiotics or herbs or CBD. There's so many great tools in the arsenal today. It's exciting. I think it's really the best time to be in this business.
You know, questions come in for you all the time because people have a liking of your explanations, and I think that's wonderful. And I thought I would throw some of these questions at you today, and, you know, a lot of them will answer, you know, come in later. If they miss the show, I'll say, you know, just go back. You can hear the podcast. He answered questions on that day. How do you feel about that?
I love those shows, Jeff. Yeah, I like how you always are out there, you know, taking the people's issues, and we'll try to give them the best answers, give them the best wisdom.
Okay. The first one is one we've answered before, but obviously it is one that comes in all the time. It says, it took me forever to start taking probiotics. I've heard many, many shows with you and Bruce on probiotics, but every time I go in to stay healthy to pick up my probiotics, it is a mental struggle to decide which box to pick up. I know that they're all good. I just don't know how to choose. I don't have any real bad urinary tract problems. I'm 45. I'm a female. I do have some digestive problems. I've been very happy with the ones that I've tried because every time I try a different one, just don't know whether I should stay put. And what is the easiest way to decide which box to pick up?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you're right, Jeff. It's a common one because it's sort of like going to the hardware store nowadays. It's like if you walk in and you're not into working on your home and if you're not into watching HGTV every day, it's a similar kind of feeling, I think. I can experience that where I walk in and I just want something simple and then I'm faced with like 25 options. And I can sympathize. But I think the simplest is to just look at what you are primarily trying to do. You know, for this person, it's that they indicated I have a little bit of digestive symptoms. You know, typically what I see from people is that they want help moving their bowels more regularly and comfortably. Whether they want to slow them down if their bowels are tend to move too much, if they're having too short of transit time is what they would call that. Or if they're having too long of transit time, where it's like they're moving their bowels once a week or something, that is one of the most common. And I'll say that if you're walking into a health food store and you're wanting to buy a really great Garden of Life probiotic to help your bowel move more regularly and comfortably and effortlessly, with you know, you're not going to read War and Peace on the throne, and you're not going to know where every bathroom is on the way home from work. Then I think I would suggest starting with either our Colon Care blend. And that one is a green box. And, you know, it's a handy mnemonic device that green means go. So for people that are looking for a really great blend to help encourage more regular and comfortable bowel movements for the occasional constipation type of customer, I would really recommend our Raw Probiotics Colon Care. It's in a green box. And I love that one also because it has enzymes. You know, it's rare that you see a really good enzyme blend in a probiotic. I know some people listening might not even know what that is. Enzymes are like little scissors. They break stuff down. They help you digest. They chop the proteins down and the fibers down so you can absorb them and digest them. Probiotics, on the other hand, of course, are living cells that make acids and enzymes and all kinds of vitamins in their life cycle, and they support our immune system. But when you take them together, they can really be a dynamic duo. And when you have them together in a one single product, you don't have to buy two. And again, it's called Raw Probiotics Colon Care in a green box. Now, I'm also a huge fan of our doctor-formulated line. And if you tend to go on the other side, where you tend to have more loose, urgent stool more frequently, more of the diarrhea type of predominance that we see out there with a lot of people, I would really recommend either our once-daily Ultra blend or our Ultimate Care blend. Both of those can be excellent for repopulating the bowel. So I'll try to keep it simple. Those are the blends that I recommend for the most common types of presentations, you know, where somebody's walking in and they're really trying to get better regulation of peristalsis so they're not having uncomfortable bowel movements more regularly. Now, if it's skin stuff, there are kind of other products that I do recommend. I really think if you're going after skin, then I would really recommend going deep into the prebiotic fibers, looking at how probiotics and prebiotics really seem to be a great ticket for affecting skin. And I've seen that work for so many people. I would really recommend our FitBiotic. Now, that's the one that has a huge amount of prebiotic fibers in a little stick pack you can take alongside of it. That one seems to be the best one for people who are really trying to affect healthy skin. So I'd recommend the green box for people that are trying to move their bowels more regularly. I'd recommend the white box called Once Daily Ultra in the Dr. Perlmutter line. That's called Dr. Formulated. And then if you're looking for skin, I might try our Fit Biotic. I know it's marketed for weight loss and blood sugar and, you know, being fit, but it's actually a really great blend for your skin as well. And we get a lot of people writing in talking about that to our company. So I would highly recommend probiotics for your skin in general. It doesn't even have to be the Fit Biotic. A lot of them will help. I notice extra benefits if they can get some prebiotic alongside their probiotic, and we happen to make one that has them all combined in the same product, and that one is called Fit Biotic. Love that product.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you feel that everybody is a probiotic candidate?
No. No, I don't. I think, for one, I think that if you eat a lot of cultured food, you know, this probably isn't very many people nowadays. But if you go back to a lot of primitive societies, you go back to different parts of the world where they haven't just totally transformed everyone's diet into boxed, bagged, and canned food, you'll see that there's a lot of fermented and cultured foods that are still eaten around the world. Of course, nowadays, what little we have left here in this country is mostly watered-down, industrial, like Mickey Mouse versions where they've added, like, blue dye and, you know, tablespoons of sugar and corn syrup and stuff. So I'll say that when you buy yogurt or sauerkraut today, it's not really very authentic, typically, unless maybe it's a good health food store would have the authentic artisanal version. Or you can make them at home. And I would say that if you yourself are doing that, if you're making lots of fermented food and you eat cultured, lacto-fermented, probiotic-rich food often, then you might not be the best candidate for a probiotic. You might want to, you know, spend the money and your time doing other things to support your health. But truly, that's not that common anymore, Jeff. I don't think there are that many people who are actually making authentic cultured food. And unfortunately, most people are eating lots and lots of sugar. They're drinking water with chlorine. They're eating lots of antibiotic types of pills over the course of their lives. I was just reading that it's actually up to 17 now, that the average American, if you're born today, they would predict that you're going to be on 17 courses of antibiotics during the course of your lifetime. And that's, of course, an aggregated average. There's going to be people with way more or way less. But yeah, I do think for the most part, most of us could use some support for our microbiomes nowadays if we're failing to eat cultured food and prebiotic-rich foods. And I don't know about you, Jeff, but most of us that I see, we are doing that. We are failing. We're not getting anywhere near the ancestral diets in terms of what they offered to our gut, probiotic-rich foods and prebiotic-rich foods. Those are mostly gone, unfortunately. So yeah, I think for the vast majority of us, we could use probiotic support.
I think I agree with your answer 100%. And I think a lot of us are just learning that, you know, we may want to do all the other things that we know are really good for us, but, you know, life gets in the way. Life can be really, really consuming of our mind and our emotions. And, you know, we just have a tendency to just kind of do what we have to do to kind of get through the day. So thank goodness for the things that can pick up the slack and fill the cracks and crevices that are either created by life or created by our own bad habits.
Yeah, and I think that's particularly true of young people, Jeff. As I heard your words just now, I thought, boy, it's the kids nowadays, they're teenagers or in their 20s, that feel invincible and are often doing all kinds of really unhealthy patterns of behavior with their diet and their lifestyle, and they feel fine, or at least they feel acceptable, I guess. And I think that stuff will bite them in the butt if they don't start, you know, make some corrective, you know, small steps now can make a big change later. You walk down the pyramid, so to speak.
Next question comes in, and it's on collagen. He says, first of all, find out why they make three collagens with Garden of Life rather than just one, because once again, I'm totally confused. And the second question is about the use of collagen. So why three collagens? Is it because of different formulas?
Yeah, so there's different reasons to take collagen, and some people just want plain collagen, so that's one of the three. That's pretty simple. If you don't want anything added, you just want collagen peptides, and you don't want any special herbs or minerals or vitamins or anything else added. We understand there's people who make their own blends. So we make that, just pure collagen peptides. I think that one of the things people like at the Garden of Life is we're so careful about sourcing. We don't want GMO feed. We don't want antibiotics and hormones. And we source all of our collagen peptides from Germany, from Europe. They have some of the best standards in terms of animal husbandry and what chemicals or types of feed can be used. But that's the first type, just plain collagen. You can add this to water or a smoothie or juice or just about anything. You can even cook with it. Then we make a sport collagen. It's kind of a turmeric blend. This one's going to have some special ingredients that go after joint pain, inflammation, soreness, really looking for people that are, the weekend warrior athletes or people that use collagen to support their joints. That is definitely where our turmeric collagen comes into play. I'd recommend that for people that wake up kind of stiff in the morning or just kind of have general aches or are using pain pills regularly. The other one that we have, the third option, are our beauty collagen. And those happen to come in two flavors, but it's really the same blend. And that is really looking at the hair, skin, and nail benefits. There are a lot of studies, actually, well, several big published ones, on collagen, looking at the suppleness of skin and the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, and kind of looking at that spongy cushioning that holds our skin up. Of course, that's made of collagen. And so by taking collagen, it kind of gives you the raw material building blocks. But it's not complete. We still need these other molecules, these cofactors, especially vitamin C, which, of course, is named after collagen. A lot of people don't know. That's what the C stands for. We think it's really appropriate here, if you're going after a beauty formula and trying to build that beauty from within, that you can take vitamin C and biotin and silica, and these are all, clinically studied nutrients that definitely help with the hair follicles making hair or the fibroblasts that make collagen inside of our bodies. We want to kind of arm the little collagen factories and give them all the amino acid building blocks. And that's what our beauty products do. So if you want beauty collagen, if you're taking collagen to improve hair, skin, and nails, I would really recommend our beauty forms. We have, two flavors, a pomegranate or a strawberry lemonade, and they're really delicious. You can put these in cold water, and it's fun to drink. So we're going to make simple options. If you're taking it for your joint pain or for your gut, I'd recommend the turmeric version. It's kind of in a gold turmeric-colored can. If you want plain, get the light blue colored canister. If you want the beauty collagen for hair, skin, and nails, check out the beauty collagen. There's two different flavors, kind of a light pink and a kind of a cranberry flavored one too, colored one for me to say. So really great options. I don't think we really overwhelm people here. Just one of those three, either plain or with a bunch of stuff to support hair, skin, and nails. Or our third one is a bunch of stuff to support your joints and your intestinal surface to help repair your gut. All of them overlap with each other. I should say that even the plain one is going to help your joints or it's going to help your skin. Collagen just is good at that. But we're going to supercharge the benefits by adding other clinically studied amounts, and we're going to source them clean. We're not going to get our vitamin C from corn syrup. We're not going to get our silica from chemically treated crushed sand or something. We're going to use organic botanicals, and I think that's what people have come to know and love about Garden of Life.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. What if you're already, and this is a question that has come in, and I got it again yesterday, what if you're already using the extra strength turmeric, and you decide you want to use the collagen? Can you use the collagen with turmeric, or is it too much turmeric?
No, you absolutely can. You can double up or triple up on turmeric. I mean, I don't know about you, Jeff, but turmeric is one of those herbs that I hear some of the most phenomenal testimonials from. People that are taking turmeric have come up to me and said some of the most amazing stories. And a lot of those big turnarounds where people have experienced major reductions in pain or swelling or rigidity, or they've had major improvements in their skin or different markers in their blood, when I have seen that, usually it's from people that are taking more than one pill per day. So your question was, can they double up on turmeric? I think in general that's actually called for. But not only can they do it, but if they actually want to get these really amazing benefits of turmeric, I think usually those come from a little bit bigger volume than a single pill once a day. So yeah, you can absolutely take the extra strength kind of life organic turmeric, and you can take the collagen turmeric formula and take them at separate times of day, maybe split them morning and night or something like that. That will give you your more time with these curcuminoids, these really beneficial phenolic molecules that we get out of turmeric. We want those to be in your bloodstream for as long as possible. And if you took them together, there would just be one big spike, a huge amount going into your blood. We'd want to keep it in there at multiple intervals per day to have more support for your immune system at more points, more time of the day. So I'd recommend splitting the dose. But in terms of the basic question, yeah, absolutely. You could be taking two extra strength turmeric and still be safe to take the collagen turmeric on top of that. So yeah, I'm not concerned about hurting yourself. The only even speculated concern is that at super high doses, there is thought that turmeric can be a blood thinner for some people. The more I've looked into that, Jeff, though, the more I haven't seen a lot of strong evidence, like that it really does affect INR value that much. It seems like it's speculated, or maybe there's some case reports for some people that are extra sensitive to turmeric in that regard. But for most people that I've seen, it doesn't seem to really affect the blood clot time or their, what they call INR value very much. And the other thing I should mention is that at super high doses, some people find that turmeric can kind of irritate their gut if they're new to it. So start slow and work up. But generally, turmeric is really well tolerated and sometimes can even help heal people's gut if it's been inflamed or damaged. So, yeah, in general, people can knock themselves out with turmeric, and I've heard of a lot of testimonials with pretty big dosages.
Let me ask you another question, because a lot of people ask about this, about ways of using it. Obviously, you mentioned you can put a smoothie and juice and yogurt and water. What about in a hot beverage? What about in your coffee in the morning?
Yeah, so turmeric is a stable molecule. It's not like fatty acids here where you can really oxidize them and break them down and kind of ruin the benefits. Turmeric and the what they call the curcuminoids, the family of molecules that all the research is on, those are pretty darn stable. You can cook them, you can hit them with high heat or pressure, and they generally don't break down very easily. So, yeah, you could add it to hot water. Now, we do make turmeric powders, like our Turmeric Boost, which is a really nice blend of polyphenols, not only from turmeric, but that one you can certainly add to tea or even a soup or something like that if you wanted. It is going to sweeten it, so it would have to be, you know, to kind of integrate the flavor somewhat, a little bit there. We also make our golden milk. So if you wanted to get turmeric in your coffee, I really recommend our golden milk. You're going to get ashwagandha and ginger and cinnamon and peppermint, cardamom. You're going to get a lot of really good spices and kind of improve circulation, bring a lot of blood flow to your stomach and kind of improve digestion, actually. So yeah, you absolutely can add turmeric powders or our golden milk powder to coffee or tea. Or you can just brew it up with, you know, milk of any form of warm milk, usually coconut milk or almond milk or regular dairy milk. It can make a delicious beverage and give you clinically studied amounts of turmeric along with other herbs that kind of actually help it work better, kind of offer synergy and help it get absorbed even better than it normally would. So I would definitely recommend our golden milk or our Turmeric Boost powder if you're looking for organic turmeric supplements in a powdered form that can be added to hot beverage.
And just to clarify, collagen as well can be added to hot beverages?
Oh, yeah. Collagen is really almost, you know, kind of indestructible. The amino acids, you can even, like, fry them or hit them with really hot temperatures, and those amino acids are pretty stable. I mean, the real benefits of collagen mostly are coming from those three amino acids, the trio of glycine, proline, and hydroxyproline. Those three are just super versatile amino acids, and you can absolutely cook it. I mean, this is kind of like when you make chicken and you cook it or even fry chicken. If you eat the articular parts of the bird, you're getting all the collagen. It's not damaged from the cooking process, even eating it, eating the meat. So yeah, when you render it down, make it a powder and make it into peptides, it is very stable, and you can absolutely cook with it or add it to hot beverages without damaging it in any way.
All right. We're talking with Bruce Thompson today. We're answering some of your questions about the line of products from Garden of Life. Remember, if you're tuning in right now for the first time, Bruce Thompson is my guest.
Garden of Life is the line. The full line of products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. And everyday low prices of 25 to 35% discounts. So make sure you do check those out. Always ask to see if there's even coupons available. You can actually use them if they have any coupons above and beyond the sale price. Awesome. Every single day on the Garden of Life line. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Bruce Toppe.
Don't go away.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients. Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotics environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, three capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only one capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a three-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of two separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food-created nutrients, and typically, they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes, and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means Vitamin Code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit, and we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, Vitamin Code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin Code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. They're in their fourth decade in the Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. So go in and see what a full-service store is all about. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today we're here with Bruce Topping, and we're talking about the line of products from Garden of Life, and we've been talking about some of your questions. Bruce, this question just came in, but I actually had another one that was kind of close to it, so I'm going to go ahead and ask it. It says, I've been under a lot of stress lately, and my sister brought me a bottle of the MyKind Women's Formula for us older women, and she picked me up a container of the Stress and Mood Ashwagandha, and I've been taking two of the multis and three a day of the Ashwagandha. It's been about 3 weeks, and I feel better than I felt in 10 years. My stress is still there, but I'm handling it for the first time. And I'm just wondering if I can stay on this dosage, because I'm worried if I cut it back, I'm going to feel like I used to feel. Are there any long-time problems with using ashwagandha?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, this is some of the stuff I just love, Jeff, is hearing about people conquering these really tough stress situations that they've been kind of burrowing through for years. I'm a big fan of adaptogens. And in Garden of Life, we tend to put a lot of ashwagandha, a lot of products over the years. And ashwagandha is, to me, one of the best tonics. Of all the herbs that are out there, it has this general quality of kind of bolstering you and improving your adrenal glands and kind of helping you cope with stress, helping you adapt to tough environments. And ashwagandha is absolutely an herb that people take typically for protracted periods of time. It's kind of one of those builders. It's almost like a food. You can eat it every day. This dates back to Ayurvedic medicine. It is thousands of years old. There are a lot of modern trials on it. I mean, the stuff has been studied a lot for memory improvement, weight loss. They're looking at it even for fertility markers. So, yeah, I think what we're doing, Garden of Life, once again, as usual, is bringing a super strong extract. We concentrated up the withanolides. Withanolides are the types of molecules that get all the research from the plant. Withanolides are in the polyphenol family. They're phenolic molecules. And they have all these really good effects on your nervous system. And at Garden of Life, we concentrate them up to a pretty darn high level, higher than you would typically find in most ashwagandha products that I've seen in my career. So we're a little stronger, and we actually source it organic. We like to use organic herbs. You know, there's not much. 95-98% of the herbal market is not grown organically. At Garden of Life, we want to really make a strong stand for organic topsoil and purchasing and selling organic herbs. So, yeah, you're going to get a strong one. It's going to be certified organic, and it's going to have clinically studied amounts of withanolides. The only real concern that I would tell somebody to look out for is whether or not they'll get headaches. And usually that's something that if they don't tolerate the herb, if some people don't, their body just doesn't do well with ashwagandha. It's rare, and it's not like they're going to shut down their liver, like have to go to the emergency room or something like that. It's a very safe plant, and about the worst I've ever seen from it is that people can get a headache or it can make them a little drowsy if they take high doses. So I would ask the person who wrote in, if you're not getting any headaches and you're not getting drowsy from those dosage levels, then it sounds like a really great support for you, and I would probably continue using that same dosage level. They may find that over time they can actually decrease the dose a little bit and probably still get the same result. And we're actually working on healing their adrenal glands and getting better cortisol. You know, a lot of people, I think that's one of the main issues. Likely, that's what they're experiencing, why they feel better than they have in the last, 5 years or something? That's often because they were having cortisol dysregulation. You know, cortisol is this galvanizing fight-or-flight hormone that we've all heard of. But a lot of people don't know. It's supposed to have like a daily rhythm. It's supposed to start off high in the morning and then slowly taper off throughout the day to where at night you should have very low cortisol. And this has a huge impact in your circadian rhythm, how well you're sleeping. It even has a huge impact on like how many times in the middle of the night you're waking up to pee. Circadian rhythm has a lot to do with antidiuretic hormone, which you should be, you know, hopefully making a lot of before bed so we're not waking up to pee. So there's lots of factors. I mean, it plays out all over the body. And so I'll say that, yes, using adaptogen and especially strong ashwagandha extracts has a long, storied history of helping people with adrenal dysregulation and cortisol dysregulation. So I would really, stay on that dose. You might be able to taper it down a little bit. And I find also it's a great thing to combine some exercise. It doesn't have to be intense, you know, burpees and weights, but it can just be walking or jogging or swimming or whatever. That really, I think, can be a dynamic combination with adaptogen herbs. So if they're not doing a little bit of moderate activity, try to add that in. You'll even be more amazed at how much better you'll feel. It really plays really nicely with adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha.
This was just sent in to me a minute ago, so I'm going to go ahead and do it because I think you're going to love this. It says, hey, Jeff, I'm listening to the show right now. My wife and I use products from Garden of Life. I take the MyKind, and I take a probiotic, and I feel good every day. I have had some prostate problems. My wife picked me up the prostate formula and the extra strength turmeric formula and said that I should use these because it would be good for my prostate. I'm already using the multi and the probiotic, and I just think that I'm getting all the nutrients I need. She thinks I need the added extra nutrients. Can you please solve this problem for us? Because we're sitting at the table arguing about it as we speak.
A supplement argument. We can try to help here today, Jeff. I think that in general, as men age, I actually do think it's really worthwhile to use ingredients. And there's several of them out there, but I think that as men age, the chances that we're going to run into prostate problems, it is a darn near guarantee. I mean, if you look at what they call the morbidity statistics, where they actually track how many men have this, the morbidity stats, they're scary. I mean, I think it's like for men in their 30s and 40s, it's basically like 10 or 20% of men, it's not many. You know, men in their 30s and 40s typically are not dealing with prostate issues. But if you look at men in their like 60s and 70s, it is well over half. And if you see men in their 80s in these upper quintiles of that type of research where men are getting older, it's 9 out of 10 men. Like, it is almost a question of when will you develop prostate problems rather than the question of will you, if you, you know, it's when, not if, for a lot of men. And so I think getting on our game early and trying to really head off problems, this is why we've been really, really excited about an ingredient called Flowens. Flowens is a cranberry extract that we fell in love with. It has some amazing trials. And really what it works on is exactly what this listener has written in about. We have really seen that so many men suffer with this, and a lot of them don't do anything until it's already, you know, pretty far advanced. But we think that if they started using Flowens, there might be some chance of really helping these symptoms early on before they become really pronounced, or maybe even having some preventative power, although that hasn't been well researched yet. Really want to help men move their urine out. They're on the overactive side, where we want to help calm their bladder so they're not waking up in the middle of the night to pee. That can really hurt their sleep quality. If you're waking up every night to pee, we just talked about this for the whole cortisol rhythm and circadian rhythm pathway, but there's actually separate of that. There's the whole prostate issue, which won't apply to women, but for a lot of men, this is a really big issue that can take over their life. And I know a lot about this because my dad suffers from what they call BPH, right? Benign prostatic hypertrophy. It's the swelling, you know, hyperplasticity, the hyperplasia of the prostate. They call it BPH. A lot of men suffer from this. Drugs that are out there, there's pharmaceutical options. They seem to work pretty well for a lot of guys. They're pretty expensive and can have some pretty tough side effects. So Garden of Life, we want to introduce an ingredient that has some great trials, some great research. It seems to work really well for a lot of men, including my dad. And it works on both the underactive and the overactive side, meaning that it helps men who have trouble voiding their urine, where they can't get it all out, and it's like they have to stand there for a long time to, you know, finish. Or it helps guys with the overactive part, where they're waking up to pee, and it's like they always feel like they have to go, and it's go, go, go. That has men insane for the other reason. This ingredient, Flowens, works on both, and the trials are amazing. So I would say, yes, you are, to get to the specific question that this listener wrote in with, they probably are getting all their necessary nutrients from their one-a-day MyKind or their MyKind multivitamin. You know, we pack that full of organic vitamins, and they are made from plants, not, you know, yeast and extracts and all that stuff. These are plant-derived compounds. And you're taking a really great probiotic that's definitely going to help you absorb stuff. But I would, to settle the argument, I think it's probably worthwhile to go ahead and take a prostate formula, even if you don't even take a clinically studied full dose of 2 pills per day, maybe even consider 1 a day, and just kind of start dabbling that in. It might really make a difference in how often they're waking up to pee or how good their urinary stream is. We want, you know, a healthy way to move waste out of our body. It's very, very important. We filter that stuff and move it out. It can drive us crazy, and really affect our quality of life if we're not regulating those pathways. So try Flowence. I think you can add it in. It's a 2-a-day, and it won't put you over the line on any one nutrient. So I would definitely try our doctor-formulated prostate formula.
All right. Here's one I think you'll probably find interesting, and maybe you'll be able to relate to it because you've talked to people around the country. It says, Jeff, I want to thank you. After 10 years of trying to lose weight and being unsuccessful, I decided to take bits and pieces of your conversation with Bruce and see if I could make it work. I have a Fit Shake in a shaker bottle, morning and mid-morning. For lunch, I have a piece of fish or chicken and a salad every single day with oil and vinegar dressing. In the late afternoon and evening, I have another shake in water, so 4 shakes a day in water with the raw fit, and then I have my lunch meal. Since August of last year, I've dropped 140 pounds. I feel better than I have in years, and I plan on staying on this because I don't think that there's any reason for me to change. I feel incredible. My doctor says all of my blood work is perfect. So I'm wondering if you've heard of other people, or am I just one person that's been really lucky? Great. That's great.
No, I have definitely heard of a lot of stories of people using raw fit and losing a great deal of weight. This is not a typical amount of weight. I mean, over 100-pound weight loss is incredible. I've heard of people losing 60, 70 pounds. That is unfortunately not that rare out there. A lot of people are, you know, I think what we've run into in society is we've just dealt with excess. We've had so much food pushed at us and advertised, and it's all professionally crafted, and it tastes amazing. We have flavor technologists that actually work in MRI research to try to train us to want more of and crave more of these foods. I think there's kind of a societal problem here. And what we're doing at Garden of Life is we're taking a hard look at obesity research. We acknowledge that 98% of all the interventions fail statistically. We don't have good tools in the arsenal. But we think that meal replacements are one of the bright spots. Not for everybody, right? I'm never going to say that we can get everybody to, turn around their metabolism just by replacing some meals every day. People have major gland and, serious immune problems going on that need other interventions. But with that being said, I think raw fit is one of the best meal replacement products that has ever been launched. And here it is, 5-6 years after we launched the thing, and it's still one of our best sellers. We still continue to get amazing feedback like this, like we did today. I think what it really is that it beats down the cravings. It kills people's desire to snack on high-rewarding food. And it kind of almost tends to retrain their blood sugar over time. They're going to get longer, slower insulin curves where they're not chopping up and down, which tends to cause craving signals in our brain and makes us want to eat more. So I think it's the combination of giving you lots of quality protein and beating back hunger and using ingredients like cinnamon and ashwagandha, our old friend again, that can really help us with stress eating. So, yeah, I think it's great. I mean, for a lot of people, when I look at what they're eating in a daily meal, like their breakfast sometimes is like some kind of bar. So I've seen a lot of people eat like candy bars or what I consider candy bars for breakfast or like sports drinks that have tons of sugar. So if you're comparing what I observe as common breakfasts out there in the world, and you're comparing that to organic raw fit with made of sprouts with all these minerals and vitamins, then yes, the answer is yes, this is actually sustainable. You can definitely take that meal replacer every day for years, and it's not like something that's hurting your adrenal glands or giving you tons of caffeine or forcing your bowels to contract every day. I mean, there's just been so many horrible weight loss products over the last 30 years. You and I both came from the era where it was like laxatives and crazy thermogenic stimulants. And I'm proud to say that at Garden of Life, we're moving past that era into better tools that not only don't hurt your body, but they actually work and they can achieve some incredible results like this one. So yeah, I'm thrilled for this person. 100 pounds, 140 pounds, that is amazing. And they deserve a huge round of applause and kudos given to them. That is really hard to do. So thanks for writing that in. That's great to hear.
I think what ends up happening is we end up getting to the point where, we need to do something, but then frustration sets in. And, we as Americans, we as humans, we have a tendency to not stick to things if we don't see some kind of a change. And, you know, I think a little bit of a change can go a long way in the big scheme of things, because I think a lot of us are just, we're just frustrated. And we don't know where to go. And, you know, we buy into almost anything. And, you know, we want something to make a difference for us. And then, of course, the human side comes in where we want it to happen by tomorrow. So we have to remember that time is an issue. You know, it's going to take some time. But thank you for doing this today. I, it's always a pleasure to have you here. And, you know, you have a great way of making things understandable. And I look forward to our shows twice a month, every month.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on today, Jeff. And thank you to the listeners. Those were some really great, great questions. But I always love hearing about people conquering stress, feeling better than they've felt in years, losing, you know, a whole body worth of weight and just feeling like having more energy. This is what we do the show, Jeff. So thanks for having me on. It's been a real pleasure.
My pleasure, my friend. We'll talk soon. My guest today is Bruce Topping. Bruce Topping is from Garden of Life. I get the pleasure to talk to him twice a month and getting good information from him always. He really does make things easy to understand. And, you know, in this world of confusing feedbacks and rules and regulations and ideas, I got to tell you, you know, here's someone who can really make things a lot easier, and he's a great guest. And he's a long-term person in the field. He's been in the industry his whole life, and I think that's a wonderful thing. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of Garden of Life products available every single day, always 25 to 35% off the retail price on a daily basis. And many times they'll even have coupons that you can use above and beyond the sale price, so make sure you ask for those. Garden of Life does rotate those, so you never know what's in stock, but it never hurts to ask if they have any coupons available that you can use. The other thing about Stay Healthy is it's a place where you can go get your questions answered. You can feel better than you have in a long time. You know, and you can walk out of there with information and education and great knowledge and all that good stuff that really does truly make your life better and healthier. I've learned a lot over the years, and one of the things that I have learned is that, you know, all of us are looking for a way to feel better than we have in a long, long time. And frustration does happen. And we are not always successful. But when you have somebody there helping you guide through, and you have people that you can talk to that make your life better, easier, and healthier, I guarantee you, you're going to be able to do things in an amazing way, and you're going to feel better than you have, oh my goodness, in such a long time. So I hope you'll take the time to do that and to utilize the amazing knowledge that's at Stay Healthy. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. When you find Stay Healthy, you'll never want to go anywhere else, because it is that one-stop place that allows you to really learn as you're going along. Their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, is a wealth of information with great industry downloads of wonderful information. So you'll definitely be able to get good things from there as well. And you'll walk away with great articles. Just type in stayhealthylasvegas.com and start getting good information. And don't forget, give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Keep you in touch. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show. And I'm here Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning. 5 days a week with the best guests in the industry and the relevant topics for today's world, the things we need to talk about, the things we should be talking about, and always the things that we probably don't talk enough about. But I'll be here, and if you miss a show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can get the best of the best information every single day. I hope you have a wonderful day. Do something healthy just for you, and take the time to do what you can. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.